At Vocalo, we've always known what Chicago sounds like. Now we want to hear from you. Every Friday night on WBEZ, the Vocalo Hotline features song requests and dedications from listeners, plus artist interviews, turning Chicago into a living mixtape. Listen in every Friday night at 8 on 91.5 WBEZ Chicago and Vocalo.org.
Good afternoon, I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Democratic Congressman Jesus Chuy Garcia is the latest prominent Illinois political leader to call for Chicago's top federal prosecutor to resign. Garcia accused U.S. Attorney Andrew Boutros of having disgraced the office he leads. Boutros presided over the collapse of the government's case against a group of anti-immigration customs enforcement protesters called the Broadview Six. Boutros also signed off on what Garcia called the ridiculous charges against Marimar Martinez. Martinez was repeatedly shot by a Border Patrol agent and charged with assaulting federal officers. Those charges were dropped. Illinois Comptroller Susana Mendoza says she is officially running for Chicago mayor in 2027. My colleague Mariah Wolfel reports this marks the first major entry in what's sure to be a crowded and heated mayoral race. Mendoza's video says she'll focus on affordability and fiscal responsibility while answering to everyday Chicagoans.
Mendoza's announcement video says she'll focus on affordability and fiscal responsibility while answering to everyday Chicagoans.
Too many people feel abandoned by City Hall. Families are being squeezed by rising rents, higher fees, and property taxes. We're tired of paying for big promises that are never kept.
This will be Mendoza's second attempt running for mayor. She came in fifth place in the 2019 election, won by Lori Lightfoot. Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas, Congressman Mike Quigley, and Secretary of State Alexi Janulius are also potential candidates. Mariah Wolfel, WBEZ News.
This will be Mendoza's second attempt to run for mayor. She came in fifth place in the 2019 election. That one was won by Lori Lightfoot. Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas, Congressman Mike Quigley, and Secretary of State Alexi Janulius are also all potential candidates. The city of Chicago is cracking down on airbag thefts. The City Council Public Safety Committee today passed a measure to make it unlawful for anybody to purchase airbags from anywhere other than a repair shop, a recycling facility, or the original manufacturer. Chicago Alderperson Gilbert Villegas says there have been over 2,100 airbag thefts in the city this year. And Illinois lawmakers are propping up next year's state budget by taxing things that haven't been taxed before. The nearly $56 billion spending plan relies, in part, on taxing social media companies and prediction markets like Kalshi. Justin Marlowe is a research professor at the University of Chicago Harris School of Public Policy, and he tells our In the Loop program it's not clear how much those new levies will generate, but the state's tax structure is outdated.
It's kind of trapped in 1950 or thereabouts, a flat income tax, a state sales tax that taxes very few of these sort of modern services, digital information types of industries.
New taxes on digital ad sales and fantasy sports are also part of that package. Governor Pritzker still needs to sign the budget, and the new fiscal year starts July 1st. And ground officially breaking today on the 1901 project. This is a $7 billion public-private partnership. It's being built around the United Center on the Near West Side. This project is expected to include apartments, hotel rooms, retail, a music venue, and more, built over multiple phases. Blackhawks CEO Danny Wirtz hopes it will be a catalyst for development on the West Side beyond the United Center. The music venue portion should be open by 2028. The entire project could take up to 10 to 15 years. You're listening to The Rundown. If you happen to be on a red line platform this summer and you hear some jazz music floating in the air, you're not crazy. This summer, jazz bands are billed to play monthly at different red line train stations along your evening commute. Last week marked the first. It was at the Howard Red Line station. Our contributor, Ariel Mejia, found her way up the escalator to catch the music organized by Mandala South Asian Arts.
Did you know this was happening?
No, I just came and I was like, I recognize this song. And I was like, where's the song is playing? So I was like,
My name is Hitesh Sridas and I'm the Associate Executive Director at Mandala South Asian Performing Arts. idea to have these performances across the Red Line is to be able to see how the city has so many different neighborhoods, so many different communities, and see jazz as a genre that has sort of grown up in the city, and also how it's been adapted by different ethnicities, different cultures, and to get a flavor of it across the entire length of the city. So we're starting off with Howard today. We're going to be at Argyle. We're going to be at Chinatown and Cermak very soon. We're also going to be at the 95th station. The CTA and the transit line became that very space and that very moment where we thought a little bit of art will probably light up somebody's day. So we chose Thursday evenings, 4 to 6 p.m. prime time when people are coming back from work. Mandala South Asian Performing Arts is an arts nonprofit that is dedicated to promoting, preserving, and producing artistic forms from South Asia. These could range between Bharatnatyam to Indo hip hop to Kathak to instruments that include Indian instruments, but also collaborating with global instruments. So we have Butter Chicken Brass Band, which is by South Asians, but also a multi-ethnic brass band, very much resonant of the Rogers Park community, which is so international. We have Renee Baker, who's going to be performing as well. These are just a few names, but do keep looking out on our website and social media, and we'll be able to continue updating our audiences with which bands are going to be performing at the station.
Our next tune is another Bollywood classic. We're going to play some Chhota Chhota.
Weather sunny and warm, high in the mid-80s, today cooler at the lake. Tonight partly cloudy, low in the mid-60s, and sunny, breezy, and hot on Thursday, high in the upper 80s. Probably we'll see some rain on Friday and Saturday. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labus. Thanks for listening.